we're up to the laws of rechitza, not retzicha. Rechitza. Much more interesting. Places we packed. We learned about the laws of retzicha.
You would have a full house.
Full house. The media would be here.
And Chofetz Chaim came out ahead of you.
Actually, I think there's a show on television.
A catchy title. It's all in a catchy title. I heard another story from another story about a catchy title from Rabbi Kefet. He said that Rabbi Aaron Kahn. Everyone knows Rabbi Aaron Kahn over here from Flatbush on 18th Street. So he when he was a young boy, how old could he have possibly been? He was invited by Rabbi Lookstein, not Rabbi Lookstein from today, Rabbi Lookstein's father. What was his first name?
Joseph
Lookstein. What's Rabbi Lookstein's first name? The one Haskell. So Rabbi Joseph Lookstein was known to be a koyach hadibra, second to none. He was known. That's what he's. No one had the koyach hadibra. So he invited Rabbi Kahn to give a guest lecture in his shul. On every topic he wants, so he put up the sign, and I don't remember what it was, some convoluted, some heights, a hike, I don't know, a very complicated title for the lecture about the Briska Mahalach in learning, and he used these very complicated vocabulary words in his title to impress, you know, the highest society where he's speaking. So only five people came to his lecture, Rabbi Aaron Kahn's lecture. Five people showed up. So he met Rabbi Lookstein. Rabbi Lookstein said to him, "I hear it didn't go off that well. Only five people came to your lecture. Tell me, what was the title of your lecture?" "I don't remember what they said." So he told him the title, 10 words, vocabulary words, whatever it was. So he said to him, the title should have been, "There's more to brisk than tea." If that would have been your title, you would have had a full house. So he tried to illustrate the koyach hadibra. What? Okay. So let's continue. We're up over here to Simin Pei Vav. It's on page Kuf Samachay. Also, Lircho, it's called Gufo Ya Oyafilu Roiv Gufa B'mayim Chamim. It is also to wash your entire body, or even the majority of your body, with hot water on Shabbos. Afilu huchamu be'erev Shabbos. Ve'afilu lirchot shaloi b'pa machas. Ela eiver. Oser b'roiv gufo. Okay, he says here a mouthful. We're dealing here, he's trying to build up many reasons why one would argue that it is permitted. Number one, the water was heated before Shabbos. What's the problem? I heated up a tub of water before Shabbos and it's hot. I'm not doing anything on Shabbos. Number two, I'm not going to even immerse my entire body in the water. I'm only going to wash one limb at a time. And I won't even wash my entire body. I'll only wash the majority of my body. It doesn't make a difference. It's still usher to do so. Why not? There's a gezeira that if we allow you to wash your body in hot water, you may come to heat up hot water on Shabbos. Maybe not this Shabbos, maybe next Shabbos. It's the slippery slope. Once we allow you to do things which you derive great pleasure from, you become addicted. It's addictive, these type of pleasures. And ultimately, you're going to heat up water on Shabbos. So Chazal stepped in the very beginning and said, it is usur to bathe your entire body with hot water, even with water heated for Shabbos, even to wash one limb at a time. The afil, and here it goes even further. This is the very Kiddush, which is Gam kenos, you're not allowed even to go into a bathhouse, not to go into the water, just to enjoy the shvitz, to enjoy the steam, the hot air, the steam is also the same reason. Once you come to do this, before you turn around, you're going to go into the water. Before you go turn around, you're going to actually heat up the water on Shabbos. First you tell a guy to heat up the water, then you'll heat up the water yourself. That's really what comes from the Gemara. The Gemara talks about the Balanim. The Balanim were the bathhouse attendants. So this is a late Chumrah. This halacha only came to the time of the Gemara, time of the Amoraim. It was originally mooted to go into the bathhouse on Shabbos, but the bathhouse attendants, they took pride in their work, and when things did not work out well, they started David actually heating up the bathhouse on Shabbos. Chazal saw that it was a dangerous game they were playing, and therefore they banned all the bathhouses. They became also, no matter what, even to go wash privately at home, became part of this prohibition, Gesundheit, and this has been in effect, this prohibition, for close to 2,000 years. Believe it or not, now to 1,500 years at least, but that's how long it's been in effect. But you are allowed to wash a minority of your body, your face, your hands and your feet, we have Shabbos with hot water that has been heated before Shabbos began. Okay, let's take a look at the Shabbos from Halacha. There are a lot of interesting Yisoidos. Aleph, Os, Luchot, Ayin, Mesev, Mincha, Shabbos. Shehevi, Mesev, Etilal, David. Darichitza, B'Shabbos, Os, Rafil, Dvar, Mitzvah. The person should not make a mistake. The reason why I'm washing Dvar, Mitzvah, V'hu Adin, L'mitzvah, even the person that's Tzar, V'shekeim, Kosav, Shom, Gamatis, Shabbos, and Shom, it's a very Chomer, Dika, Halacha. There are no kulas, even Dvar, Mitzvah. In other words, Nikra, what he's alluding to is going to a mikvah. Person, the reason why I want to wash in preparation for going into the mikvah. Because there's a chatzitza. The mikvah, a mitzvah, even like for a woman, especially, chatzitza is ma'akef. It's a chatzitza. You can't go into a mikvah. I need to wash my body in order that I can go to the mikvah. Going to the mikvah is a mitzvah. It doesn't matter. It is aser. Okay, and who are the limits? And I'll just take a step back. The Mishnah Berurah is very mach. When it comes to going to the mikvah on Shabbos, we're going to maybe see soon, is that there are people, not all, that are makel, that allow going to mikvah on Shabbos. But even those that are makel to go to mikvah on Shabbos, going to the Mishnah Berurah is only for those people who have to go because they're tame, because of carry, because whatever the reason, they are tame, tuma hayotze min haguf. But a person, there is no tuma hayotze min haguf, and the reason why he wants to go to mikveh is for tosefes tahara. He likes to dust for additional sanctity. He feels good. He feels very holy. So the Mishnah Berurah, not everyone follows this halacha. They are chassidim that go on Shabbos no matter what. But the Mishnah Berurah does not allow this. The Mishnah Berurah says there are heterim to go to mikvah for keri, but there's no heter to go to mikvah for tosefes kedusha, because it's a gather of, especially in hot mikvah, talking about hot mikvah, it's a gather of rechitza, of bathing, and bathing is categorically also kol gufo. And therefore there's no heter for such a thing. I mean, I warn you.
So the definition of rechitza is getting your body what?
Pretty much, yeah, no matter what. Going into mikvah is I mean, it's also a form of rechitza, right? People do, they go wash before they go into mikvah.
No, but
they don't go to the shower, right? Okay.
You're talking about warm
or
hot water.
Okay, another thing, it's very nogel. I remember he quotes it over here, but I saw this another sefer on Kitzchok Narach. He quotes that, go, let's say people who do go to mikvah. There are a lot today, the minog is, there are people, they're very makel in this. That's the minog olam. People who are generally nizer in mikvah, go to mikvah on Shabbos. They don't hold back. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to stick around in the mikvah. That is one thing there's no excuse for, because the mikvah has a din. Many mikvahs have a din of a beis hamerchatz, zeya. Go to a good mikvah, there is a, it's hot. So it's on a cold winter day, sitting in the mikvah, you know, there is some degree of pleasure. So when a person goes to mikvah during the week, some people, it's the place to get, find all the gossip. All the gossip, is that's all the jokes in the mikvah, you hear what's going on in the world. But on Shabbos, there's no heter whatsoever to stick around and enjoy the heat in the mikvah. Go to mikvah, you go to mikvah, you come out, finish, goodbye. Cold mikvah is much more grounds to be matched. The end of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch talks about that it is our custom. At the very end, he writes that we don't even bathe in cold water. We don't do that. That's what he writes. Halacha l'maaseh, that's not. Then he says some amatir, who doesn't talk about that. But going into a cold mikvah also is problematic. It's much less problematic, much less than going into a hot mikvah, but it is also partially problematic. The minig most people today is they go to mikvah, even a hot mikvah. Most people will not go into a cold mikvah. They hold it to be pikuach nefesh. No, really. I mean, we're very weak today, and going into a freezing cold mikvah is not something which a doctor would advise a person to do. Even if people go swimming, so I don't know what the difference is. People go swimming, so maybe there's more body movement. People go swimming, the more what?
You don't spend so much time.
You go quick one in and out. Okay, I don't know. We'll see over here.
Why today? When what's the difference between sending a timer And when you take a shower, the thing operates automatically.
Okay, turning on hot water is 99% an Isser D'Oraisa on Shabbos. When you turn on hot water, you are causing cold water to enter the hot water tank. The hot water tank, a big tank of hot water, is higher than Yad Soled Espo. When you turn on the faucet and hot water comes into the sink, that causes cold water to enter the hot water tank. A teeny amount of cold water against a whole tank of boiling hot water will instantly cause the cold water to rise above the temperature of Yad Soledes, and that is Bishul D'Oraisa. So opening up cold, hot water on Shabbos and you force it, it's a malach of Bishul D'Oraisa. Now, in apartment buildings and in the buildings and homes that have new types of technology, there are definitely ways to avoid this problem where cold water does not enter the hot water tank when you turn hot water. There's still pressure and there's still hot water. There are ways that it can be done in the Hanami. But in a standard home today, the way we know it in this neighborhood, it doesn't work. Turning on hot water involves the malacha d'oraisa. Right, I know you can do it. What? You put it below Yad Soledes, so yeah, what's Yad Soledes in Machlokes? What's Yad Soledes getting into Machlokes? Rav Moshe, 110 degrees. 110 degrees is not so low. 110 degrees, according to some, that's also already... You can turn all the way down. You turn all the way down, but before Shabbos begins, already the whole tank has to cool down. It can take many hours for the tank to cool down. Some of the new tanks say they're very insulated very, very well. You turn off the hot water... Enochnami. So you feel like you let it cool down. If you go turn off the hot water Friday morning, so by the time you turn the temperature all the way down to the lowest setting on Friday morning, then the hot water tank would not be Yad Soledes Bo when Shabbos begins.
And so hot water tank would be on Shabbos.
No, just before Shabbos, the tank is still. If you turn the setting down, then not.
You empty it.
Okay, that's a lot of water to waste. You get a very high water bill to empty. I mean, it depends on how big your high water tank is. What? Okay, it depends how, it's a big job to empty high water tank is. I remember a couple of years ago, my parents' home, high water tank broke, and the guy and the plumber came to replace it. It was a major ordeal to empty the hot water tank before he could replace it. It was a major, they made a major mess, even though he had hoses and an enormous amount. Even that's not a big, how big was the tank? The tank was not like a major size, average size tank. So, okay. Let us continue. So he holds over here, it's also even with Var Mitzvah, even if a person has tsar, it is also. The ayin mei b'shubir ha-locha, shahedi mei b'chudu shahim kiv eger, the mitzvah of al-pi, sha'inu chayli kol guf, yesh loima ad-mut al-lurcha, it's ayin ad-kan. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Shem Rabbi Kiva Eger, he's Megal. A person that's mitzayer, a person that's pain, he's suffering, he doesn't feel well, he needs hot water for his health, yeah, he can do it. He can wash his entire body on Shabbos as long as the water was heated before Shabbos. That's not part of the original Takana. The original Takana was the people that just went there for fun, for pleasure, not for people that had tsar. So as long as you follow the rules, it's mutter. The ayin, b'shut shalomeshiv, he has a discussion. Okay, beis, b'mayim chamin, even though the water is hot, ayin b'shari tshuva, b'shem shut, no du bihuda tanina, u'tefer svi, d'davka b'chamin, osir avol b'parsha mutter. Okay, lukewarm water, mutter luchoitz, you can wash your entire body. The ein haposhrin bechlal gezeres chamin, it's not part of the takon. V'chein kosev ha-goyin ha-shul mazalmin, the beposhrin shal erev Shabbos, mutter luchoitz, that if the water is lukewarm, you're allowed to wash your entire body. V'davka be'chufsharu b'shabbos aser. So he makes one more condition. The water already has to be lukewarm before Shabbos begins. If the water was hot before Shabbos started, and then over Shabbos the water cool down, he's machmir. That's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. V'chein kasa b'mishna brura b'shemekar b'nesanel v'chayi adam. You could wash your entire body with cold, with lukewarm water, but it must be lukewarm before Shabbos has begun. That's not included in the Takana. So we're going to see more later on. And in the Sith, there's more discussion. He's really alluding to that. We don't paskin like what it says in the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, that you're not going to wash in cold water. And what is called lukewarm water? So Rav Moshe, in the footnote, I saw this, I didn't look up the truth, but in the footnote in the article, Kitz Shulchan Aruch, he quotes from Rav Moshe, that lukewarm doesn't have to be namish, be lukewarm. Lukewarm can even be warm, as long as it's not the normal temperature that one would normally use when he bathes in a normal way. When you bathe in a normal way, you use hot water. It's hot. Now, is this hot? No. It's not. If it was the weekday, you would not tolerate this matzah. You would not tolerate. Is it? It's not. But is it lukewarm? No, it's not lukewarm. You can definitely sense some degree of warmth in the water. Is that called hot? Is that part of the takana? It appears. I have another sefer. I forgot what it's called. I glanced at it yesterday. It appears that that's a very big issue. If it's not lukewarm, but it's not hot, if Moshe takes the side to the nagel, you're allowed to bathe in such water. Now we go to halacha beis. Water that is hot. Are hot with chayitzveria, naturally hot water, if it's in the ground, there's no roof. There's no roof over the water, it's mutter. There's no roof. You're allowed to wash, you can wash your entire body. So here is the exception. You're bathing your entire body in hot water on Shabbos because it's naturally hot. It's not been heated by a fire. But if, and again, but it has to be in the, out in the open. There is no roof. Once there is a roof, then it resembles already. If there's a roof, you put over here a roof on top of the chametz area. It resembles a bathhouse, and you may come to heat up water next Shabbos.
So in the springs in Tiberias, for example,
mutter. Mutter, if the water is hot, what is covered? No, if they fashion the water in a way where it's indoors, there's a covering, it's usser. It has to be, you have to go out into the open area. There are such places? There probably are, I imagine. No?
So,
nowhere?
Maybe, I don't know. But
I don't know.
So they don't use
a
Shabbos, they use it as a
movie. But it says if you have chametz tveria, hot springs of water that are not covered with the roof, it's mutter. But if you take the chametz tveria and you put the chametz tveria into a water tank, they pump the water to a water tank, or there is a roof, osur. It resembles then a bathhouse, and it's all part of Takonas Balon. Balon are the bathhouse attendants. Even if this bathhouse is heated by chametz, the water in the bathhouse is chametz water, it is also to go in there for a schwitz. The yeshayimrim, the kol shayim, the karga, filu b'mokam, mukayra, mutu luchatz pem. He quotes second opinion, holds mutter. Okay, he holds in chlami such an opinion that if it's b'karga, if the water is b'karga, it's not in a kli, even in the place of mukayra, it is mutter. It's not part of the takana. Gimel on the bottom. Chametz tveria. Ayn b'mokam avram. The b'mokam shayim derech luchatz b'chem el lufu aser. Also, there is one other condition, that is the laws of refuah on Shabbos. A healthy person is not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Why do you take medicine? If you're healthy, it means so it's a very minor. It's a very minor type of ailment, and it's just to enhance, to mechazek your health. If it's clearly done for the purpose of refuah, it is also. The only time you're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos is if it's not obvious that it's being done for the purpose of refuah. Some people like to eat this type of food. Why am I eating this food? I wouldn't for all the money in the world eat this food. The reason why I'm eating this is because the doctor's orders. But being that there's a significant percentage of the population that enjoys this food, so it's not nicker when someone comes to my house and sees me eating these exotic seeds, whatever they are, they're not gonna ask questions. Oh, he likes to eat this type of food. They don't realize I'm only eating because of the doctors. So send me over here. Yeah, but this is a food that no one would ever eat unless they were ill. Then you're not allowed to eat it, even though it's terrible, even though you're technically not doing anything wrong. So here's the same exact thing. If you have a spring, and in this community there is no one that goes immersed in this water unless the person is ill, it's only for sick people. So even though I'm not going because I'm going here because I want to take a shower, it's derech refuah, and derech refuah is osur on Shabbos. The ayin b'shari tshuva b'shem shud mayim haram she'osan mu'arich etzoyos chavim shahim refuah osur luchatz b'chem v'karv, those bereshes that use for refuah, it's also to bathe the karav shabam l'chul Shabbos derais ayin sham, and coming into these bathhouses as mamish chil Shabbos. V'ayim b'lech ma'ponim b'kitzur shluchan aruch. The davka b'baru shen lo yele mechush b'alma amrin b'lein l'luchas v'kam v'shurech simul refuah. Of course, we're dealing with a healthy person. He only a mechush. He only has a sensation. So he wants to have some go avul b'choyle. But that, we're dealing with a real sick person. That's what we said before. Someone that's a choyle has a different set of rules. Avul b'yishen b'yisakonim mutu l'luchas b'cholini l'refuah. Before, a choyle A lot of Afka Chayla, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said before, even a Mitzstayer, he's not a Chayla, but he's just in a state of discomfort. He's also allowed to bathe his entire body in hot water that has been prepared before Shabbos. So certainly to go to Chamei Tveria is even lighter, because Chamei Tveria, some hold is Mutil L'Chatkila, so here the Chamei Tveria is only being used for Chaylim, here he's a Chayla, so certainly there's no problem. V'yayim b'shut chavolim b'ni'imim she'kosav gam kein she'mutu lo ha'chaylim she'mut sakun l'strapois ha'idei she'yuchat z'merchatsoi sachanim af manachu mevashla ma'im l'chay even a bigger chedesh, even if the water is being heated on Shabbos, he goes a step further. The guy is heating water on Shabbos to chaylim she'mut sakun o'im l'nachu l'asos sloy m'lochav chaylim z'lar to l'goy du m'lochav v'gam ha'rachit z'ba'at z'mutur d'ma she'kosav she'chon aruch d'yos v'zadaf g'mi she'yash l'meichosh b'alma even one aver sometimes can cause the entire body. So it appears here that Rav Moshe also very makel about taking a hot shower when there is no problem with a hot water tank that's been separated away. It's for a chayla or a mitzayer, there is grounds to be makel to take a hot shower as long as you're not doing malach of bishul by turning on the hot water.
You're not good taking it out, it should be easier.
What do you mean? If you're not taking, then it's awesome. It's clear. What do you mean? If you're taking it for fun? For a fool's mutter. Right, exactly. If a person is taking it because he's a mitzayer or he is a chayla, then it's mutter to bathe one's entire body with hot water on Shabbos. L'chatchila, the water should be heated before Shabbos, but he presents here an opinion that he even allowed a telegoy to heat the water for you on Shabbos. Chamei Tveria is even better. Because Chamei, we're talking about a case of Chamei Tveria that's only used for refuah. Chamei Tveria is mutter even for a person that's not sick.
Right.
A healthy person. A healthy person, that's the exception, is allowed l'chatchila to bathe his entire body in Chamei Tveria.
What's the Sharit Shuna saying?
Oh, because that's for you're doing something l'shem refuah, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. That's a separate halacha.
So, no, if you go into the Chamei, into the wet shower, because you're doing it for refuah.
That's for sure, mutter. But what about Chamei Tveria? You have Chamei Tveria, but in this community, the only people that use the Chamei Tveria are people that are sick. I'm not going there because I'm sick. I'm going there because I'm a healthy person. I just want to go with hot water. But because you're doing something that is perceived by the Hamoinam as l'refuah, there's a separate prohibition on Shabbos to do things l'shem refuah. You may come to grind up ingredients from
even
medicine.
Though you're not going.
Even though I'm not going, because that's the way this is used in the community. So it's Maris Ayin. Pretty much it boils down
so
to Maris Ayin.
Maris Ayin, or is it
Maris Ayin? It's Maris Ayin. Right. It's Maris. It's part of the Indian of Maris Ayin. Yeah. Okay. Now we go to Halacha. Halacha Gimel. Motor litbol kol gufa b'tzaynin. Here we come to cold water. You're allowed to go and be able to immerse your entire body in cold water. Now, this doesn't only mean for mikvah. This means even for in general. You want to take a bath. I want to take a bath in cold water. Are you allowed to go? Yes. This is what he says is mikvah hadin. Now he's be careful because Moshe also writes that today the custom is we don't take cold showers. You only take cold showers if you're a mitzayer or a chayla. So that it's not. It's why it's mutter mikar hadin. It's just there are technical things that can go wrong. For example, you may come to towels. You may come libun. You may take the towel and the towel may get drenched. How will it get drenched? Well, it's not going to really get drenched in your body. How much water is on your body? Come out of a shower, but maybe you'll fall into the shower. Or you'll wipe up a spill on the floor. It leads. Taking a shower can lead to other things. One is taking a cold shower. You may take a hot shower. Also brush your hair. You may squeeze your hair. You may squeeze your beard. There's different schita issues on your body. You may have excess water on your body, and you'll come to walk in the Rishus HaRabim, and you'll carry the excess water on your body in the street. And carrying water on your body, excess water in the street, is a violation of Malacha. So what the basic we're going to see over here is technically it's 100% mutter to bathe in cold water your entire body on Shabbos. Fact in Minig HaOlam, it says this in the article Kitta Shulchan Aruch, the Minig HaOlam is not to do this unless it's absolutely necessary. for whatever reason, good reason, and he really says that at the end of this simon, that the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is going to actually say that point, is that it's mutter, but the minhag ha'olam is not to do so unless you really need to do so. Let's can see again one time. So mutter was called good, but sonin avalo yamanach kachin, and now he's talking another halacha. After you come out of that, so you go into cold water, and it's a freezing cold day, and the furnace, you're next to a boiler, or you're next to a radiator, and you want to stand next to the radiator. By doing so, it's going to cause, I don't know if a radiator is hot enough, maybe it is, will cause the bubbles of water on your body to become higher than Yad Selenda spell. Is that really shaykh? I guess it is. But that's what it says. The first one, I didn't say correctly. Number one, it's like you're being reichitz b'chamin. You're heating up the water, and the water now is hot, so it has the same status like bathing in hot water. Even if you go and you wash only your hands, it's in cold water. Lo yichamim eitz latanu. Do not heat them up near the tanu. But the yishun by going and putting your hands near the oven, you're heating up the water today. The also water that has been heated on Shabbos itself is also to bathe afilu one aver. See, he didn't say this explicitly in the previous halacha, but he's introducing here another concept that water that has been heated on Shabbos itself, even in an oifan that's mutter. For example, a goy heated the water for you. Or let's say the water was heated on a clock. Okay, it was heated. You lit the fire before Shabbos, and the water did not boil until Shabbos was over. So the water was heated on Shabbos itself. You're not allowed to use such water to bathe even one limb. One limb. Water that was heated from before Shabbos, you can use to bathe part of your body. Part of Yodah Viraglav, not the majority of your body. But water that was heated on Shabbos itself is more chamor, that's much more dangerous. Once a person gets addicted to using hot water to wash his hands, feet, or face, that was heated on Shabbos, even though he was heated in an oifan that's mutter, next week, when I don't have that water available, I'm going to actually boil up the water to make it available. So that's much more dangerous. So here it says, the here is the same exact problem. You're washing only your hands. The first case was, you toivel your entire body. I dip in a mikvah. I come out and I'm freezing cold. My whole body is wet. I stand near the furnace. By standing near the furnace, all of the water in my body is heated. That's serious business, because that's already washing in hot water. Here, I'm only washing my hands and feet, so it's not my entire body. But nevertheless, if I put my hands near the furnace, the water on my hands becomes hot, so it's Mayim Shulchan B'Shabbos, and the law is Mayim Shulchan B'Shabbos also afilu even one limb. There also lirchots b'mayim b'hem afilu evrechot elutzach l'nagvim b'tchil. You have to first dry your hands very well before you heat up your hands or putting them near the furnace. Before you dry them, you shall rub them. Why? He's talking about libun. Okay, in ancient times, the towels are very delicate. If you put too much water on a towel, you may come to cleanse the towel, or you may come to wring out the towel. So before you dry your hands on the towel, you should rub your hands against each other to remove all of the excess water. I don't think today we have a problem with this, because our skin is very different. The towels are much, even the shvacha towel, dish towel, is much, much more absorbent, and you don't really have such a problem where you need to be yishav shefem before you do the niguf. Kedalit. Haraitzei, okay, we have to first do more. What do we leave out? We left that here, ois dalit. Okay, on the bottom of the previous page, litvul kol lubit soinin, to immerse your entire body in cold water, and le'el le'vayin mishnabura, that tzarech li'zabish dev shabbos lo'tehan mikva rak poishrin, the imlekein have also litvul bo. Mishnabura is very machmir. The mikva has to be lukewarm. You're not allowed to immerse in a hot mikva on Shabbos. Okay, I challenge you to find in Flatbush and Borough Park a cold mikva. Okay, even though we live in a world so machmir like the mishnabura, see, it's selective chumras. This chumra, you're not going to find very quickly. You probably can find a lukewarm mikvah, but not. You'll have to do a lot of searching. Kirak adim lokein asalit bobo. I think I saw somewhere, it's because we're all beget a cholim today. To go to a mikvah, we all beget a cholim today. So both. So to the Rosh Yeshiva today, that are much greater than the Maral, much greater. the Maral only made one Goyra. The Maral only made one Goyra. Mutter, okay. Omnam Ayin Ayin Beshut Ayin Beshut Divrei Chaim Dumat Litbol Gam Bechamin. Okay, the Divrei Chaim sons. Okay, of course, the Chassidim. What do you expect? This is, you know, Litvak versus a Chassid. Son says, the Mat Litbol Gam Bechamin, because Hashem the Aftim, the Mitzar Adin Osir, Mikomokom, Kvar Nohagu, Kol Gidoyle Doireinu. The great ones of our generation, Heter Bezeh, Vihina Avahanach Lehem Lishol, and leave them alone. Mutav Shishayim Yalumay doesn't say that though. Hanach Lishol, just follow the custom. Al Shemayr Shem Betilas Noshim Lulal Shabbos. However, the problem is he points out over there by Brown that by Braun that he is not quoting this correctly. This is from Noshim. Noshim, that's a different game. The Tefillah for Noshim is a whole different league than the Tefillah for Anoshim. Anoshim, it's not Ikar Hadin, and it's not necessary, and so it's not an exact analogy. Aval lehosim mayim chan b'shabes nili d'vade osur. It is forbidden to pour water, hot water, into the mikvah. To bevade osur lo yinich lochem agam shashmati boyin heter gam zeh. I've heard that people do this. You have a lukewarm mikvah. I guess they didn't have technology. It was raining during a time when they didn't have heated mikvahs. And the custom was the way you heat the mikvah, you fill up with cold water, then you go to your home and you boil up a kettle of hot water or a few kettles of hot water and you pour the kettles of hot water into the mikvah. And that's how they would have hot mikvahs. So he says that's going way too far. It's one thing if the mikvah already is hot from before Shabbos, but to go on Shabbos and take a kettle and pour a kettle into the mikvah to heat up water in such a fashion, that already is going too far. Even though I've heard that people that even make it when it comes to this, don't heat up hot water for mikvah Shabbos. Enough to be matter water that was heated before Shabbos. V'yayin b'shut avnei tzedek chakosav shenayigim b'rebim mukabos mishol v'chol givul aleinu m'yisad v'lochat l'cham l'shucha me'erv Shabbos l'secha mikvah b'shabbos. Nope, it's not the way it goes. Then we'll make a leave for this. Ki akol choylim eitzvatzin. That's what they all quote. This is the quote that you see all over the world. Some that discuss this, that bizman hazeh hakol choylim eitzel hatzina. Everyone is as a choyla when it comes to cold and hot. We know the halacha l'maisa that if the heat does not, air conditioning does not work on Shabbos, you're allowed to call a non-Jew without any hesitation to turn on the heat, the air conditioning, because hakol choylim eitzel tzina upachim tzina v'chamin, these things. So when it comes to the mikvah, now you'll ask the mikvah, so don't go to the mikvah. Who told you to go to the mikvah? No, I have to go to the mikvah. So once already you have to go to the mikvah, so then the mikvah is cold, you're allowed to go and tell a goy, you're allowed to go do things that are not 100%. Okay, akol chelim eitzel hatzina v'ovad shehei al yidei akum. It should be done through a goy, v'shein posak gam, because you heat the water to such a degree where it's yad so let us, he had so much hot water, it's yad so let us, that's mamash m'locha deraisa. So therefore it has to be done through a goy. V'shein posak shgam b'shut chesel avram, lahat, v'ayim b'shut mahari, meha goyin, Rabbi Yosef, Engel and Zil and I thought it was Engil and Gil
Engel.
Okay. Shakosav Gam came the cave of the Harbi Anoshim Chalushe Koyach. The Rifui Evar, people are weak and their limbs are ill, they're loose. Moishim Navshim al Tfila, and they Moishim Navshim al Tfila Zo, and they're going to do it no matter what. No one's going to stop them. They're going to go to the mikvah no matter what. Doesn't make a difference. If it's cold, they'll go in. If you're not going to let them heat up the water, they'll go into a cold mikvah. They don't care. But the problem is, they go into a cold mikvah, they might not come out of the mikvah. They might not make it out. So therefore, better let them heat up the mikvah. Ein limnoya zois meher mashem atil macham besecha mikvah b'shabes. U'mash v'sham dehu matir gam aydei Yisroel. That you can even heat up the mikvah through a juba, provided, of course, you don't add so much hot water where it becomes hot. Kevan shamayim holchem mitzanim kol alayla. Because the water gets cold the whole night. I'm not exactly sure what he means over there. It means the rest of the water, you're not...
Friday night.
Friday night, so then... But it's not. But the water, I guess, when it comes into the mikvah, does not make the mikvah. Does not make the mikvah at any moment in time. Yat soledes, because it would make it yat soledes even for one moment, then it would be melacha deraisa. Ayin shavi ayin b'shud nachaze Avram herich gam kein bezev v'sim diav shem roya shum iser b'mesh shayishol b'yatzma shevich hachamel mikvah who hachamel l'sech tzayin mutter, adding a small amount of hot water into a large amount of cold water is mutter me'afil wachi yesh lesser lasos shayishol b'yatzma dehavi kein kein melacha. Here in Nusach, as a kein melacha. The Ali de Ako mutter ayin shav. The ayin should be in Zion. The Agzer lo hoisa ela shalom lirchot pecham and atzvam shucham o aidei ha'or. Mash ein kein zos hacham and sheboin lemikva kvar nispatlu ba'acham and ba'amayim shayusham ba'amikva. In this case, the hot water that's coming to the mikvah is bottled in the water that already existed. V'niku al shem ha-mikvah ayin sham. It's not part of the original gzeir. The original gzeir of the balonin of the bathhouse attendants was to heat up water and to bathe in the water that has been heated up. Here, I'm not bathing in the water that I was heated up. I am bathing in cold water. It just so happens the way I heated up the cold water was by adding hot water. The amount of hot water you add is bottled to the main water in which you are immersing. So it's not an analogy, it's not equivalent to the case of the original gezerah, where they heated up the primary, the original water, and therefore we can be making, it's not called you bathing hot water on Shabbos. Only pleasure. Bechamen, avloy tefillah shel mitzvah is not a tainug, it's a mitzvah ayin sham. Okay, so that concludes the mikvah halacha lemaaseh. Like I told you, puk chazim ma'amadvar, go out inside and see what they do in the world, and you'll notice that the ruba deruba, the oilam is very makel. People go into a burning hot mikvah on Shabbos with no hesitation. That's what goes on, and the yikr is hakol choylim eitzel atzina. We're very weak and delicate today, so we have no problem. I remember my mother telling me about my grandfather. He used to go cut the ice, to break the ice, to go into the mikvah. They'll go into ice cold. Can you imagine going out? To have to break ice to go to mikvah? I can't imagine such a thing. Okay, delicate creature. Yeah. They go out to the beach. They go out to the beach to go swimming, right? Right. Okay, so this is not...
The water is coming down. The water in that case is warmer than the air.
The water is warmer than the air, but if you have to break the ice, it's probably...
The
polar bears, okay. But when you have to break the ice, it's probably pretty cold. Okay, so today the standards have changed quite a bit. Let's try to finish up. All right, it's already pretty late. Let's see. Okay, you know what? We'll stop over here. We'll call it. We'll stop here. Take a few minutes.